As Wrangell gears up to put in a new $15 million drinking water treatment plant, it also needs to shore up the funds to cover the debt the community will take on. Elected leaders in Wrangell approved a 21% increase for sewer rates, an increase of about $10 per month for a household last month. That sewer rate increase will set in next week, but how much to increase water rates became a sticking point for the assembly. At its April 12th meeting, Assemblymember Dave Powell said he didn't want to do the bare minimum with a rate hike and only raise rates enough to cover the $3.8 million federal loan the borough will take on to help fund the water plant.
But now here we are stuck because we never did it. As a town, as assemblies that were all before us or whatever, or the administration before us never looked at that. Later on, we're here stuck with doing this.
For years, Wrangell's rates haven't kept up with the rising cost of everything else, so Powell proposed a 30% rate increase, or just over $14 more on a household's water bill each month.
We have been pushing this down the road since I've been on the assembly and asking for an increase of one penny, two pennies, whatever. I know this is going to hurt everybody. I do not like to see rates increased or anything like that, but our rates have not increased. We've had done rate studies. We have done all kinds of stuff. And here we are trying to do status quo on a loan and not going anywhere else. And I'm sorry. I mean, people might be mad at me for it or not. This is just not good business.
Mayor Steve Prasunka agreed. Plus, the mayor said many community members have benefited from lower than average rates for decades.
I haven't been receiving any increased bills for 25 years, basically. So I've had the benefit of socking that money away.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And I've been able to save money on my water bill and on my electric bills and on my all these bills for 25 years. I've had that benefit too.
Powell also told fellow assembly members that he wants the government to have more accountability for evaluating rates each year.
And we need to be responsible enough to look at it, or the assembly that is next, responsible and listen to the people out here that are sitting in the audience saying, hey, we have to raise the rates to get to where we're at. And right now they're telling us that. And we're not, honestly, I don't feel that we are listening to our enterprise funds.
Assemblymember Patty Gilbert expressed concern about the overall financial climate of residents with rising interest rates and other recent rate increases.
I feel for the community, because we not only have to look at the health of our enterprise funds, but we have to look at the health of the financial climate of our community.
If water rates are going to bump up 30%, Gilbert said something else should give, or at least be increased at a lower year-over-year rate.
The only thing that the ratepayer can modify in their household is their electricity use. All these other rates are fixed. And I don't know what the average increase in property taxes that was. It hasn't been increased, I don't believe, in 10 years, and it was mandated, state mandates where you have to reassess property tax. But I am concerned about the economic picture for the community. I really feel for some households.
Borough Finance Director Mason Villarma said in an interview that no matter what the rate increase, one conclusion is that the government and administration need to be looking at the health of the community's self-sustaining utility funds each year.
I think that the main key here is, regardless of what happens, rates need to be addressed every single year so it's not a shock and there's no, you know, rip off the Band-Aid true up to the community.
Villarma says that from the finance department's point of view, if the borough assembly passes a 30% rate increase Tuesday, he'll be modeling out future rate increases that are much smaller, just to keep up with inflation, basically.
Until I have some other indication or a better reason that an assembly member gives us to project otherwise. So I think that can be generally the community's view on things.
With financial clarity, Villarma says that the assembly, borough manager, and department heads will be able to manage the borough more effectively with a long-term plan. Villarma says he hopes community members will see rate increases as an investment in the community's financial future for years to come. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.